Game on. Let's go. Time to level up. Mastering self-improvement. That's what's up. Through the art of gamification, we'll rise. In this journey, we'll reach for the sky.
It is time for your morning motivation. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about gamification. It's one of my favorite methods of helping, you know, keep us on track, right? It's one of those things where when we're working on self-improvement, it can often be very easy to get off track, right? And so, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about how I do that, right? And it's making it a game, right? You know, making the things that you need to be doing on a regular basis fun, right? And keeping track of it. Now, ideally, with somebody else, so you're kind of competing against each other, right? But it's essentially taking, you know, first, I guess the kind of the foundation level is, what do you want to achieve, right? Is it losing weight? Is it, you know, making sure you journal every day? Is it, you know, working on whatever project that you have and moving it forward? Kind of basically create your character, right? When we come into most games, the first thing that you're doing is kind of setting everything up and, all right, here's what my goal is, right? You know, here's what I want it to look like. And we need to do the same thing in our world. It's goal setting, right? It's, what am I after? What's my purpose? I don't know. Have you ever heard anybody around here talking about purpose? and so, you know, find out, what do you want to do? And then you start tracking it, right? It's, what are the quests that you're going to be going on? Right. You know, even in my roundtable program, right, we're looking for the quest. It's, what's our purpose? What's our goal in life? And, you know, how do we make it interesting and track it? Right. Now, it can be high tech, right? There are apps out there, Habitica and Forest, and like Duolingo does a very good job of gamification. So there are a whole bunch of different apps, but you don't have to go like crazy. My gamification, if you've watched the show before, I do Don't Break the Chain, right? It was the concept from Seinfeld. As you know, a young comedian. Simon said, you know, how do you become an amazing comedian? And he's like, well, you write jokes every day, right? You know, you write jokes every day and you get a calendar out, right? Put it on your wall and you write jokes and you mark an X for that day. Okay. And then the next day you do it again. And after a couple of days, you've got a chain going. And now the entire plan is, don't break the chain. Right. And that's what I do. I have a calendar up on my whiteboard here. It's a paper calendar. And yes, the AI technology geek uses dead trees. It's paper. Right. It's something magic about it. And so I mark an X for every day that, you know, that I write in my journal and do my morning routine. I do it for every day that I publish and do something like a live stream. So I'm checking something off today, right? And so all of the things that are really important for me, for my life, for my business, right? I turn that into something that I'm tracking and I want to keep it going. I want to make sure that I'm doing what I need to do. That's my gamification. And, you know, and you can have fun with it. You can go, you know, level up. It's like, okay, I'm now. What was it I heard the other day, that instead of saying you're so many years old, you're a, so I'm a level 55 a level 55 professional, right? It sounds so much better than saying I'm 55 years old, right? But yeah, the big thing is to make sure that you're keeping it visible, that it's something that's in front of you, that you're constantly working on. That's why my calendar is right there where I see it every day. When I walk in that door, that's where my eye goes, is right up there. I was like, okay, it's time to keep going, right? And, you know, that's one of the things that I'm working into the roundtable program. You see the little ticker going across the bottom here. How do I take gamification and put it into the program and make it so that it keeps people connected and keeps people engaged, right? That's part of what I'm looking for. Now, you know, I'm curious how you use gamification. How do you track what you do to keep yourself motivated and moving forward? I wonder how many people out there actually use kind of the gamification model, because it's effective. It's effective. So, I would say the other part of it is make sure you're giving yourself achievements, right? That's one of the cool things where, you know, in, you know, your Fortnite or your whatever game, you get a badge. You get, you know, I got this achievement, right? Make sure that you're doing that for yourself as well. You know, when you achieve something, give yourself some treat. Whether it's, you know, so I post on social media even, or, but, you know, take yourself for ice cream, or, you know, I don't know. I don't know what it is for you that's going, what's going to motivate you to do the little things consistently, because that's what success is, right? It's our power rituals. You know, so many times we look and we see where these people have done these giant things, you know, these huge Herculean efforts. And that's not where success lives. Success lives in the little tiny things done every day. It's the boring things. It's the small consistencies that make life successful. And that's why I think that gamification works so well, is it's taking those small things that in the grand scheme of things don't seem to matter, but they're everything, right? And makes those the priority. So that's my message for today, is figure out how do you make a game out of your success and have fun with it. Make it so that it's not, life isn't boring. Because life is too short to, you know, be drudgery all the time. How do I take the small things that I need to do for success consistently and turn it into a game? There you go. So that's my story for today. I do want to again invite you to be a founder for the roundtable. I am looking for people to help me, you know, create this and be part of the initial trainings. So if you're interested in that, there's the link that's going down right down there below. So it's www.thirdpowerperformance.com/round-table. And we'll have some fun. We're going to do some gamification of our own. But, all right. Well, until then, we're going to play our AI generated music about gamification, and have a good rest of your day. Keep living your life to the third power, and I will talk to you tomorrow. All right, Zuno, let's play something.
Game on, let's go. Time to level up, mastering self-improvement. That's what's up through the art of gamification.
Thank you for listening to the Third Power Life podcast. Before you go, one quick question for you. Where are you on the path of life? Are you just drifting through your life? Are you fully in command somewhere in between? Well, you can find out where you are now by taking my new Commander Survey. It will tell you where you are on your growth journey and how to move yourself to the next level. You can find the link on the screen or in the show notes. Now all I want to know now is, where do you stand?